Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. And this is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you live via CSNT, which is Circle Sanctuary's network podcast, internet radio, and I'm live on my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. Tonight we are taking a look at incense rituals. And I will be sharing some of my own experiences working with incense with various types of rituals, and also giving an overview about incense as a whole. If you are in a place where you can actually get a bit of incense, a favorite type of incense, and you want to kindle that as part of our time together, I invite you to do so. Or you can use the techniques that we will be exploring tonight as a way of enhancing spiritual practice after this podcast is over. So incense takes a lot of different forms. I have with me some of those forms. Many people are familiar with incense sticks. They're also known as joss sticks. And for some people, this is a real convenient way to work with incense for personal rituals, for community rituals, household rituals, for blessing self, for blessing others, for blessing events and situations, for blessing objects and places. And so tonight, let us take a journey across time and across cultures and spiritual traditions and explore incense and ways of working with incense in rituals. So the first thing is to be aware that incense is something that humans have used as part of spiritual practices since antiquity. Some say that incense has been used by humans for over 8,000 years. And we know in the ancient pagan past that incense was an important part of many of the ancient pagan religions in Egypt, in Greece, in Rome, in the Middle East, and in other places. But incense is actually worldwide. Incense is burned in a lot of different forms and has been burned in different forms in the past. So we have incense sticks being one of those forms. We also have what many people are aware of, which is actually burning dried herbs. Now, some people take the dried herbs and burn them in a dish or a cauldron. Some will wrap dried herbs together and use them in what some people call a smudge stick. And one of my favorite forms of smudge stick is made of mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris. We have mugwort growing out at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve and at my home, which is up the hill and through the woods next door. And mugwort is just one of the herbs that has had a long use for incense. In addition to burning incense in a dried herbal form, whether it's in a smudge stick such as this or dried herbs put over a container, or some people cast them into a fire onto the coals where they can fumigate more. Some people are working with incense in a gum resin form. And one of my favorite forms of gum resin is frankincense. Now, it's a good idea if you're going to be burning frankincense or copal or one of the other gum resin forms of incense that you have a self-igniting charcoal block. Now, this is different than charcoal that's used for grilling in the U.S. and some other parts of the world. It's actually made to create a coal and to fumigate the gum resin over it. You can also use it for fumigating with powders, blended powders of incense. Sometimes frankincense takes a powdered form, sometimes myrrh does, and there's something called Three Kings incense that has been used not only in some pagan traditions, but in different forms of Christian traditions, and one of the ways that it's blended is with frankincense, with myrrh, and the third ingredient can vary from tradition to tradition, but cedar often is the third form of incense that is mixed into a blend. There are a variety of different ways to burn incense in different forms of incense aids. A small incense burner, it may be made of brass. I have a small one that I use for cone incense and for small bits of incense. Some like to use a cauldron, and if you're using an iron cauldron for burning incense, then you most likely want to put some sand or other soil, something in the bottom to hold the heat. And even with that, it's a good idea to have some kind of hot pad because metal cauldrons can get quite warm. Some people work with sweetgrass braids, and this is something that is common in the Americas, in particular North America. And for myself, I honor my ancestors from old Europe and my ancestors from Native America with two different types of incense. I really appreciate the sweetgrass braid that I have used, and this is from some sweetgrass that was grown and harvested in a sacred way at Circle Sanctuary land. And the mugwort comes from our mugwort circle that has its links into old Europe. So honoring ancestors with incense is something that is part of many ancestor rituals. What are some examples of rituals with incense? Purification is perhaps one of the most widely used incense ritual. If you are preparing to do a ritual yourself, you may want to do an incense ritual of purification of yourself. Now, if you're using an incense stick, that can take the form of kindling it and moving it around your body. If you're with a group of people, often people will take turns doing incense around each other. Or sitting in a circle, each person will bless themselves with the incense and then pass it on to the next person. So the different ways of purifying yourself with incense. In large group settings, I do think having a simple form of incense burning, and to make sure that those who are present are able to be in the company of smoke, and even sacred smoke, without that causing any kind of respiratory problems. So whether you're indoors or outdoors, if you're going to have a group of people doing ritual with you, and if you're going to do a purification ritual with incense, it's a good idea before you kindle the incense to see if there are any allergies to any particular kinds of herbs that are burned for incense, and making sure that people have the option to get up and leave if they need to do so if the smoke gets a bit too intense. I think having some good ventilation is an important thing. And being aware of where the incense that you're using comes from. So ideally, you get it from a source that uses good materials in the crafting of the incense. Some people prefer to actually burn dried leaves or grasses without any coals, without any sawdust on a joystick, or without any perfumes added, because they consider it more natural. And certainly that's one way to get a better idea of the source of your incense. But with enough attention to this kind of detail, you can have all sorts of incense work for you. So blessing yourself, cleansing yourself by moving a stick of incense around is a kind of purification ritual. Now, you can go through the motions and move the incense around. That can help, but it works even better if while you're burning incense for a ritual that you have the intention in your mind as you do this. So as you are using incense to cleanse yourself, you may want to do a soft chant or a loud one if you're in a circumstance where that's possible. Cleansing, purifying, blessing. Cleansing, purifying, blessing. And you may want to chant. You may want to envision. In addition to having cleansing rituals for yourself, physiologically, as well as psychologically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually, you can use incense in a purification ritual to bless the place. In fact, consecrating a place with incense, clearing away any negativity, and then using incense to uplift the vibrations of a space is a reason a number of people and traditions use incense as part of their practices. And some incenses have long been used to not only purify, but to uplift, to consecrate, to make holy. In addition to cleansing and blessing self, and if you're in a group, the group, a place, you can use incense purification rituals to bless objects. So an example of that is some people will use incense as a way of cleansing a quartz crystal that they're going to be using as part of spiritual practice. Many people, when they have purchased a new item for use in personal spiritual practice or group practice, will do cleansing ritual, and incense can be a powerful way of doing that consecration. Another thing that one can do with incense is to move around a sacred space in a circle. In many spiritual traditions, the circle is the way that people gather, and in some pagan traditions, casting a circle with incense, cleansing it. Some will walk around and cleanse it with the first pass, then going around again and blessing the space, and going around a third time and calling upon the divine. So incense is versatile and can be used in a lot of different ways for cleansing. Rosemary, dried rosemary leaves, have been burned for cleansing as a disinfectant. So another form of incense cleansing ritual is to have the burning of an incense or of an herb as an incense to not only dispel spiritual negativity from a space, but to cleanse away other types of debris and to physiologically cleanse a space as well. And a story that I learned a number of years ago, that during World War I, in Europe, rosemary was burned to purify the air. Related to this is a ritual of cleansing away terrible odors. So having a fragrance that's going to improve the smell of a place is another kind of incense purification ceremony. There is a type of incense called asafoetida, which has a long history of use in ceremonial magic and in some forms of ceremonial practice in working with spiritual entities. And it has been used not only for blessing, but to get rid of spiritual presences that are not welcome, not needed, and that are problematic. Small bits of asafoetida has been used in the perfume industry, so it has a long history in terms of fragrance. But when you burn a lot, it actually has quite a distinct smell, and that's not my immediate go-to incense for cleansing a place. I typically prefer to use frankincense, more available and a sweeter smell. So you have fumigation. Some people burn frankincense to help ward away insects, mosquitoes, and other things from an area. Yes, we know about citronella, but frankincense is also something that has been burned as an incense as a way of dispelling unwanted creatures that may be in, hovering around your area. So we have cleansing. So what are some other ways of doing incense rituals? What are some examples of working with incense rituals? And one of my ways of working with incense ceremonially is calling to the spirit of air. And one of the things about burning incense as a representation of air is that you actually give a substance, a form to air currents around you. When I'm working with incense in a ritual connecting with the element air, I often will use my hand to move the smoke around or a feather. I live in southwestern Wisconsin, USA, and one of the common feathers available in our forest come from wild turkeys, and they shed their feathers from time to time. And I like wild turkey feathers as a symbol of air, and in combination with incense, it helps move the incense around, distributes it better, and it is both are wonderful tools of air. So if you seek to have a better relation with the element air, air elementals, well, incense can aid you in that process. Another incense ritual is that of divination. Now, when you're using an incense divination ritual, it can take a variety of forms, and one form is to actually use it to consecrate a divination device, not only to bless your area, bless yourself, consecrate that, but for divination, you can use the incense to bless your divination tool. And I have with me tonight a goddess oracle deck, and moving the incense smoke around the deck with the intention that I clear away unneeded energies and that I bless it for spiritual use. And related to this would be working with incense prior to going to sleep for divination through dreaming. There is a process known as dream incubation. And prior to going to sleep, preparing yourself for sleep and using incense to bless your bedroom, wherever you're sleeping. If you have a dream journal, being able to bless that. But picking an incense that has associations with dreams can actually aid your dream incubation and divination process. Mugwort is one of those herbs. Some people will also have mugwort in the form of a small sachet or pillow and put it under the pillow. And by burning some mugwort, it not only aids the dreaming process, but with the intention that it not only will help bring about dreams of guidance for whatever the particular form of guidance you are seeking, but that it will help you remember your dreams and understand your dreams. Now, if you're going to be burning some incense in connection with dream incubation divination, do the burning before you go to sleep. I am a strong believer in it is best not to have your incense still lit while you sleep, that you want the best safety methods possible. So you burn the frankincense or the sandalwood or the mugwort or the incense blend as you do your dream incubation and divination ritual, and then you extinguish it so that you don't have to put any attention to, well, there's a live coal here issuing smoke. And then, so one way of doing that is to, once you, if you're using an incense stick, is simply to put it in some soil, or if you have an incense burner such as I do, you just turn it upside down and it will stop the burning. Another way of doing an incense divination ritual is to actually scry in the smoke of the incense. So you select the incense you're going to be working with. You select what you are seeking to get guidance for. it's a good idea to have a notebook or some other recording device nearby so you can note the results of your divination. And then you need to kindle your incense using a candle or a lighter, a match, and then have your incense in a place where you can observe the smoke. For tonight, for my Facebook live stream, I have a dark green background to help make the incense smoke much more visible. So some people actually will use a structured form with their incense burning for scrying so that if incense is moving in a particular direction, it means a particular thing, and another direction, another thing. If you're going to be working with that, it's a good idea before you do the divination to check the air currents. Obviously, if you have a fan or a wind going on, if you're outside, that's going to impact what happens. So some people will use incense smoke as a divination device and look at how the smoke is burning. And others, what I prefer to do is actually look into the smoke itself, letting it be the focus of my concentration, imagination, and divination. You may see shapes forming in the incense. You may see actual images appear. Some people like to move their incense around and then look at what appears. And so part of this is getting into the realm of intuitive development, and that's a whole nother workshop. However, incense divination and scrying and smoke is something that's been done since ancient times. When I work with incense in that way, I typically will work with a self-igniting charcoal block and some gum resin incense because it gives more variation than an actual stick incense. What are some other ways of having incense rituals? One way is to have incense be part of your way of connecting with the divine. And there are many different approaches to honoring the sacred, and there are different forms of the divine. I have with me tonight an image of the goddess, Mother Nature, and sun and moon as she who is connected with the earth. So if you have a particular image that you work with as part of your way of connecting with the divine, and you have an altar or a shrine set up where you commune with the divine through the use of sacred art, then a ancient and time-tested way of connecting with the divine is to do an offering of incense. And that can take the form of having some small container or incense holder in front of the image. Some people also burn candles and have other types of offering of beverages and foods. But incense itself can be a very powerful offering. And certain forms of the divine prefer certain types of incense. I like working with an all-purpose incense. Sandalwood is one of my go-to favorites. And I have found it good for lunar work as well as solar work as well as divinities of a variety of different forms. So honoring the divine with an offering giving thanks to the divine when you've received help. Two different forms of incense rituals. And I think a powerful way of strengthening your attunement with the divine is to have that be a regular practice. Of course, you do have to take a look at where you're burning the incense and how much incense you're burning, and to make sure there's some good ventilation and that your shrine or altar isn't next to a smoke detector or a sprinkler system. That may sound pretty obvious, but I have, during the course of my priestess work over time, have encountered a number of people who have not taken that basic practice into account, which is why I mention it here. I have a special shrine area that's away from heating vents and smoke detectors and whatever, where I can burn lots of incense and candles, and it's all really good. Another way of working with the divine is to chant as you burn the incense, as a way of communing and attuning to the divine. So yes, you can do it as an offering, you can do it as a thank offering, but you can do an incense burning as a way of meditating with the divine, of strengthening your connection with the divine. Which brings me into another form of incense ritual, which is that as a meditation aid. And yes, for meditation, you cleanse space, cleanse self. You can gaze at the smoke, not really scrying, looking for an answer in the smoke, but you can actually breathe in the scent. You can gaze at the incense as a way of helping you move into a meditative state. One of the reasons I like mugwort so much is it helps open one's abilities to intuit things. It aids with intuitive development and aids with spiritual growth. I like being able to burn incense as part of a meditative practice. And if you haven't done this already, my suggestion would be to pick a particular kind of incense that you're going to have as your meditation incense. You might want to experiment with different fragrances and scents, and then pick one that you link with meditation. You then start associating the aroma as well as the practice of burning the incense with going into a meditative state and smelling the fragrance. And subsequent occasions will actually aid meditation. Sometimes we need to clear our mind from distracting thoughts, and incense can help in that regard as well. By being in a centered place and space and using breathing as well as the scent and beauty of the smoke of the incense, that can give you a focus to dispel day-to-day residue, thoughts, to-do list, and that type of thing. So incense can be a powerful thing for ritual. Across different faith traditions, incense has been used in connection with longer rituals with liturgies. And one way that incense is burned in some traditions is actually in something called a censer or a thurible. In some traditions, it's on a chain and it has a coal in it. Usually you're using powdered incense. And on occasion, I will use a thurible. The one I have is quite large, and I only use it on special occasions in large sacred spaces. But the idea is that as you move into the temple or the church, that you are having the incense in procession begin the whole service. And then at the altar, it's most likely going to be used in connection with different things within the course of the ceremony. In some Roman Catholic traditions, you have the procession going in, then you have incense at the altar during communion, even earlier than that, working with the gospel. So there's all sorts of different traditions within Christianity, not just Roman Catholicism, which will use the burning of incense as part of a much larger ceremony. And technically, each of those operations with incense is its own kind of ritual within the larger ritual. Within nature spirituality circles that I'm part of, we often will burn incense at the start of a ceremony, and at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, when we gather at our stone circle, we often will have people at the gateway to the circle holding, two people each holding incense in an incense burner or incense sticks, and people pass through the incense as a way of getting blessed going into the circle. And then incense may be used again as a way of calling the element air. Incense may be used again as a way of sending petitions, requests out, sending out prayers. And incense may be used again as a way of thanksgiving. In addition to working with incense as a component of ritual that has done as part of one's personal practice or group practice, a special kind of ritual, a rite of passage, can benefit in most cases by having an incense ritual. And one example of this is a wedding ceremony. Are within nature spirituality traditions, the Wiccan and other pagan traditions, it may be called a hand fasting. And when I do hand fastings, I work with incense as a symbol of air to bless the couple and to do specific blessings for their mind. So I use it as a symbol of the element air, blessing their communication, their ability to connect with each other, blessing them with good mental health. I'll work with a candle for fire, for passion and energetic well-being, with water for emotional well-being, with salt or some other earth symbol for physical well-being, and often I'm using a crystal for spiritual well-being. So within that context, I work with incense as a blessing tool for blessing the couple. But I also work with incense for other passage rites, baby blessings, and coming of age into adulthood, senioring rituals, croning and saging, and the end of life, crossing over ceremonies, funerals, and memorial ceremonies, and burials. When I do burials at Circle Cemetery, I use incense as one of the blessing tools to consecrate the grave, or if it's ashes that are going to be buried, the grave area where the ashes are going to be interred, or if ashes are going to be scattered, I will also bless the area with incense before the ashes are scattered. Incense is something that has been used in connection with passage rites across different spiritual traditions and across cultures. And I do think incense can help us understand our connections with the ancient past and our connections with humans from many different beliefs and ways of being the world over. So in that way, incense itself can be a part of human life that helps us understand some common ground across all of our different traditions. In addition to these incense rituals, I'd like to share some others. When you start associating a particular scent of incense with a particular practice, it might be meditation, or perhaps you are someone in the creative arts and you like to burn some incense prior to doing a creative session, whether you are a poet and are crafting a poem, or a musician playing some music or creating a chant, or somebody in theater rehearsing for going on stage or preparation of going on and doing a performance. Incense can be linked with the creative process. And if you have a particular scent that you work with that you associate with creativity, when you burn it, you actually keep reinforcing that association. And as you seek to recall things connected with one or more forms of creative art, well, burning the incense can bring memories back. And fragrance itself can be very memory specific. So incense has many different uses and is a powerful tool for the mind. One of my favorite ways of working with incense is as a way of preparing myself to do an inner journey. Now, that inner journey may be a meditation, or it may be a journey into a particular sacred inner place. Some people will use chanting or rhythms or a combination. Also, burning incense as a way of changing consciousness can be a powerful aid for journeying in consciousness. And here again, if you're going to be doing this on your own and going into a very deep state and possibly falling asleep or projecting out of your body, good to burn the incense and then put it out and let the scent that lingers be present with you as you do the work. Now, there are some less common uses for incense burning that I will talk about, and I share them as part of a way of exploring the whole incense ritual dimension. Some people find it's really important to cleanse their house of some negative influences that were there before they came into the place. And while I guess the common term now is ghost busting, if you happen to be in a place where there is some spiritual entity that really needs to move on and leave a space, if there's some negative force in particular in a place, then incense can be used to help dispel that. But I need to say that if you're going to do that work, get some training in it or have several people with you that are skilled in that. That's beyond the scope of this incense rituals presentation tonight. I have had to cleanse homes I do work with people at different stages of life. And one of the sad uses of incense that I have had to use is to attend to a family where a member, family member, has ended their own life. And often the suicide comes when a person is at a very low point in their life, and sometimes there may be the use of alcohol or some other substances that have complicated their emotional depression. And I do think that if you are in a situation, have a friend or know of a situation where you're being called to do some support, and if there has been a death by suicide, I do think it's important to do a clearing of that space and to have somebody be part of that process that is skilled in that, that knows how to do that. And when I've done this in the past, I have typically gone with other family members if the death has happened in the home, and we have used the incense, and I typically use frankincense, and I have a stick of frankincense that I'm working with tonight, to cleanse the entire space, and I typically will have some object to absorb any negativity, and then that object is either cast into a fire or buried as a way of further dispelling negativity. Certainly, different incenses have different purposes. I like frankincense as an all-purpose incense, not only because of its multicultural interfaith use, but it raises vibrations of a space, and if there's been some kind of a tragedy, it doesn't necessarily even have to be a suicide. There could be some other tragic circumstance. Incense itself can not only cleanse with the right intention, with the right focus, but can comfort. And so I do think we need to be aware of incense, its versatility, and incense rituals that really can be used in a variety of ways. One of my favorite ways of using incense is in connections with celebrating the full moon and other lunar celebrations and the cycle of seasons. And I have some friends who will make a particular incense blend for each of the moons in a lunar year, each of the full moons of a lunar year, or may use a particular incense blend for each of the turnings of the wheel of the year, the solstices, the equinoxes, and the Celtic cross-quarter days. So lots of things to keep in mind as you consider incense rituals. Even if you are a longtime practitioner, I would encourage you to continue to explore incense rituals as an aid to spiritual practice. One of my favorite uses and beloved uses of incense is for home blessings and going into a new home, or there may be some construction that's been done in a home, so there's been remodeling, or there may be a new household member. Well, there's a lot of different reasons to do a home blessing. If there are a variety of people living in a home, one wonderful way of having everyone connect together is to have everyone have some incense and or some other blessing tool and to move around each room in the home. I tend to go clockwise around each room, and then once the interior is done, going around outside. Now, of course, it depends on where you live as to how much you want to be visible about your spiritual practices. If you're in a neighborhood with a lot of diversity and you don't know everyone, you may want to do some preparation so that your neighbors are supportive of what's going on instead of puzzled or concerned. But incense can be a wonderful way of building group energy for a particular purpose and a really wonderful way to bless a home. Now, when I use incense to bless a home, and there's lots of opportunities, if it's a brand new home or that it's a home that's new to a person or family, we not only go around each room, but if there are cabinets, if there are other things that are built into the home, we actually open up the doors to in the cabinets in the kitchen. We'll open up doors to closets. We'll open up doors to other storage components. If there's a hearth fire and there's some glass doors on that, opening that up, actually letting the incense go into any opening that goes to the outside or that is containing things or will contain things. So that is what I call a super house blessing or home blessing with incense. So the realm of magic prayer intention. When you're using incense in this purpose, then it is a very good idea to begin by selecting your purpose, selecting when you're going to do it, what your method's going to be, and if incense is going to be your main way of focusing your attention and intention, then to select the incense that seems to be the best fit for that. And some people will hold their incense in their hands as they focus on the intention. If they're using an incense stick, holding it between hands in front of one's face, and then doing a prayer, a blessing. If one's aligned with one or more forms of the divine, calling on the divine, and then putting that prayer out, giving it words, a phrase, a word, a statement, a request, holding that in one's mind, and then as one kindles the incense, and this is where chanting can be really helpful, chanting that intention or that prayer, and then being with that for a time, then placing the incense, and it may be put on an altar where you can be present and watch the incense as it burns, as you continue to focus on sending that prayer out, focusing that intention. So in doing healing work for self or others, being able to focus on the outcome of good health, of well-being for the one that the healing is for, rather than focusing on the disease, focusing on the wellness. And then as you are complete with working with this form of healing incense ritual, then making sure that the incense is out. Some people save the ash from incense. Others will return it to nature in some ways, but to basically bring closure to your experience. I think a really powerful aid to any type of incense ritual work is to keep some type of journal or record. I like having a small book that is a spiral ring binder where I write out my notes what I did, what my impressions were, and then over time I have it in one place. I can look back. It's a good way of keeping a record. Now I'd like to share with you a chant that I have done, not only for blessing an area that's going to be used for ceremonial activity, but I've actually used it in home blessings and in blessing our temple at Circle Sanctuary Land. The words are simple. Bless this place as sacred space. And I chant this as I envision the area where I'm at being blessed as sacred space. If you have incense where you are at and you wish to bless your area as sacred space, I invite you to join in this chant. Bless this place as sacred space. 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 So be it. Aho, amen, ashe, namaste, salam, shalom, blessed be. I want to give thanks to all who have joined me live on CSNT, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. All of you who've joined me live on my Facebook live stream, Selena Fox Updates. And I want to thank all of you who will be joining later, either listening to the audio version of this podcast or watching together. One final tip, a fun thing to do as you put forth a request in with incense, you may want to use an incense stick to draw images in the air. So I draw a pentacle as we conclude this podcast as an example of using incense to send well-being. The pentacle, which not only is used by contemporary Wiccans and other pagans, earth, air, fire, water, spirit, but was used by Pythagoras in his mystery school in ancient Greek times. So blessings of well-being, of good health, blessings of good health on your body, on your mind, on your doings and energy, on your feelings, emotions, and relationships, on your soul, and on your spiritual life. So be it. I hope that you will join me in the future for some other Nature Spirituality podcasts. In February 2022, I'm doing a series of cleansing podcasts, different ways of working energetically with different tools. I have one on the ritual use of rattles for cleansing and for energy work that's coming up. And I give thanks to our whole podcasting team, Circle Sanctuary Ministers David and Jeanette Ewing, for engineering, and our podcast station management, to Laura and Deborah, and to Char, who also do podcasts, and to Casey and Jules and all who are doing social media, to Bob who does our website, and Sharon who coordinates our various events, and to our whole Circle Sanctuary community. If you would like more information about Circle Sanctuary and the different things that we do, find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org. Find us on YouTube. We do a free full moon circle by live stream to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel every month. Our next one will be on Tuesday, February 15th. Yes, that's Lupercalia for those of you who know your Roman paganism. But our focus is going to be on candle magic. And you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, as well as Facebook and Twitter. And I have other workshops, not only from live streams I've done, but conferences I've been speaking at and festivals at my Selena Fox YouTube channel as well. And I invite you to put into the comments, or if you wish, you can email me, selena@circlesanctuary.org, if you have comments, feedback, questions. Thank you all for being here, and we give thanks to the divine as one and as many. We give thanks to the spirit of air. We give thanks to incense. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Thank you all for tuning in.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. Blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip
as we slip in.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.